rest of the story. He was a fairgrounds exhibition pilot, and he knew his airplane was in no shape to fly. He knew it was too close to nightfall to expect to be able to see where he was going, but he took off anyway. And he flew right into some telegraph wires and almost killed himself. The pilot's name was Allen. Folks called him Loghead. Wouldn't you? But this is the rest of the story. Loghead had grown up on a farm, started grammar school, never finished. Even back then, people were calling him Loghead. Loghead's fascination with aviation was to be expected of a young man in the early years of this century. The Wright brothers' flight in 1903 had urged an entire generation into the sky. So Loghead sold his car, moved to Chicago, where he was hired as an airplane mechanic. Soon he had learned to fly. He was working as a flying instructor for the International Aviation Company. Now, Loghead was no barnstorming daredevil. I doubt that he would ever even have tried to become one, except that one of his company's exhibition pilots had been killed. Another had cracked up three planes in a row. There were still a number of county fair exhibition engagements remaining in the season, and the money was so good that Loghead could not resist. And that's how come September 18, 1911, he arrived in the tiny town of Hoopston, Illinois. His rickety biplane had been left out in the rain the night before. The glue joints were loosening up. Loghead knew that he could make emergency repairs with fish line, and yet whether the flying machine would dry out in time for the afternoon exhibition was still in question. And also the plane's motor was malfunctioning. And while it would run, Loghead could not be certain it would muster enough power to fly properly. Anyway, the young pilot delayed his exhibition flight as long as possible, hoping his little craft would dry out before he took it up. And it did not. And so it was that Loghead and his waterlogged, underpowered airplane became barely airborne at 6:20 in the evening. He'd waited so long that the cheering spectators could hardly see him in the twilight sky. 50 feet was the most altitude he could manage, and Loghead barely missed a greenhouse roof as he sped southward. He did not, however, miss the telegraph lines beyond. The exhibition ended in a shower of toothpicks, and the young aviator escaped with some scrapes and some bruises and his life. And guess what? Loghead got mad at the airplane. It had been his idea now to take off in the dark in a craft he knew was unstable, but he got mad at the airplane. Angrily announced that if this was the best flying machine available, he was going to retire from barnstorming forever, and he would return home, and he would design an airplane that a fella could fly without fearing for his life. Loghead just knew that he could build a better aircraft. And he was right. And while he was at it, he'd make sure that nobody ever called him Loghead again. You see, that was Allen's last name, at least as most folks pronounced L-O-U-G-H-E-A-D. So Allen just changed his last name. And before he died, he would see the aircraft company he founded ascend to the ranks of this nation's 24th largest of all industrial corporations. Now, all of your life, you've heard so much about Lockheed. Well, now you know the rest of the story.